This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 11th of September. Somerset dominated and already relegated Worcestershire on the first day at Taunton. They bowled them out for 212 as Abdurrahman took a career best 9 for 65 and then romped to stumps on 142 without loss. The day had started well for the visitors. Phil Hughes and Darrell Mitchell added 74 for the first wicket, but Raymond's introduction began a familiar collapse. 16 wickets fell on the first day at Chesterley Street, where Durham closed on 131 for 6 in reply to Sussex's 211. Mark Stoneman hit 52 for the home side, but fell shortly before the close to give Monty Panesar his second wicket after Steve McGoffin had taken 3 middle order ones. Earlier, Sussex had slipped to 67 for 5 prior to a face-saving 6-wicket stand of 106 between Kirk Verners and Ben Brown. There were also 16 unlucky batsmen on day 1 at Trent Bridge, as county champions-elect Warwickshire reached stumps on 139 for 6 after bowling Nottinghamshire out for 155. Chris Wright had taken 4 for 28 for the Bears after they had inserted the home side. Andy Carter ended with 3 for 35 as they slumped to 90 for 6 prior to a late rally from Ricky Clark and Ian Blackwell. There was no play on what should have been the opening day at Liverpool between Surrey and Lancashire as rain continued to cause problems in Manchester. In Division 2, Glamorgan had the better of promotion hopefuls Kent on the first day at Cardiff. Jim Allenby ended on 100 not out after Will Bragg and Stuart Walters had added 72 for the second wicket, and Glamorgan closed on 334 for 8. A brilliant century from James Vince gave Derbyshire a headache on the first day against Hampshire. After slipping to 59 for 4 courtesy of an early treble from Tony Palladino, Vince and Sean Irvine came together to put on the 136 for the fifth wicket. Hampshire were eventually all out for 272, with David Wainwright ending with a figure of 3 for 69. The home side lost both openers early in their reply and limped to stumps on 50 for 3. Yorkshire closed on 284 for 8 at Chelmsford. Adam Lythe got them off to a flying start with innings of 67 off 69 balls, but his dismissal to Graham Napier triggered something of a tempo change. All of the Yorkshire middle order found the going difficult against an increasingly disciplined Essex seam attack, and it was left to an 8th wicket stand of 60 between Ryan Sidebottom and Azeem Rafiq to help prevent a mid-innings wobble. Leicestershire spinners Claude Henderson and Jigar Naik took 5 wickets between them on day 1 against Gloucestershire at Grace Road. They helped bowl the visitors out for 234, with only Hamish Marsh and Ian Cobain providing any real resistance during a 5th wicket partnership of 96. Leicestershire then closed on 94 for 3, with Greg Smith unbeaten on 47.